This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's Morning News with Ron Stutz begins now.
6:07 at WCHL. We have 58 degrees in Chapel Hill. Partly sunny skies today. High today about 75. Chapel Hill police are looking for a man believed to have asked a young girl to get into his car. The incident happened on Nottingham Drive yesterday. Police received a report shortly after 5 p.m. on Tuesday, actually, of a male subject who drove up beside the 12-year-old child riding her bicycle. He then asked her to get into his car. The child rode away from the suspect, and the suspect also drove away. The man was described as an Hispanic male between 28 and 32 years of age, with short hair and a beard. The child reported that he was of medium build and that he was wearing a gray or white shirt. The vehicle was described as an older red car. If anyone sees a vehicle or a driver matching this description, please call 911. Franklin Street is well known in the Triangle as a Halloween hotspot, but Chapel Hill is trying to downsize the party more and more each year. WCHL's Kristen Ruffin has the story.
The most worn costume on Franklin Street Thursday night may be a police uniform, but these officers won't be playing pretend.
We are bringing in several hundred officers from departments all over the Triangle area.
Chapel Hill Police Public Information Officer Sergeant Brian Walker says they're prepared for one of Chapel Hill's biggest parties of the year, but they're doing what they can to limit the guest list.
We've tried to reduce the size of the crowd, and we've been fairly successful in doing that over the last few years, and make it more of a local celebration. As much fun as it is to come to Franklin Street and see all the festivities, if you're coming from out of town, you're going to have a hard time getting here.
Shuttles to Franklin from outlying areas will be limited for crowd control. Sergeant Walker says each Halloween is planned around lessons learned in years past, and he asks that pre-Franklin partying be kept under control.
We would encourage everyone that is going to be drinking before they come to Franklin Street for Halloween to drink responsibly.
Drink responsibly. Stay with your friends.
Don't get separated and trust that companions will make it home on their own.
And please leave your exotic animals at home.
We have had a problem in years past with someone bringing a snake to an event like this, and when you're in that crowd and you're shoulder to shoulder trying to push through someone and you've got a snake hung around your neck, it tends to make people nervous.
But not just snakes. Thursday night is a no pets allowed event.
You can't bring animals in, even if it's a part of your costume.
Some other things Sergeant Walker says you should leave out of your bag of tricks and treats are weapons, fireworks, flammable substances, or anything that may be considered a threat to safety. But aside from all these rules put in place to protect you, Sergeant Walker says the Chapel Hill Police Department wants you to have a good time.
We're looking forward to this being another successful and safe Halloween in Chapel Hill.
Franklin Street will close to traffic and open its door for the annual costume party at 9 p.m. Roads reopen 2.5 hours later at 11:30. Kristen Ruffin, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
We'll talk about crime in Chapel Hill in just a moment. WCHL News Time is 6:10.
What's more rock and roll than the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame? The inaugural Chapel Hill Carborough Business Hall of Fame. On November 13th, join the Chapel Hill Carborough Chamber of Commerce for this gala event and induction ceremony that will recognize the true rock stars of our business community, whose excellence in business management and courageous thinking has made a positive and lasting impact in our community. The Hall of Fame Gala, a black tie celebration, is November 13th at the Carolina Inn in Chapel Hill. Visit carolinachamber.org to buy your tickets today.
Trust. In the dry cleaning business, trust is what you expect. Hi, this is Brenda Honeycutt, and for more than 3 decades, our family-owned and operated business has been earning the trust of our loyal customers. I invite you to find out why so many Chapel Hill families trust their everyday and hard-to-handle items with us. Plaza Dry Cleaners on Elliott Road in the Whole Foods Shopping Center. Plaza Dry Cleaners. Improve your image. Come clean with us.
October is National Cancer Awareness Month, and Performance BMW is proud to support Chapel Hill's UNC Lineberger Comprehensive Cancer Center all month long. I'm Gerald Ramoyne, General Manager of Performance BMW. For every car we sell this month, we will donate $10 per car we sell. Plus, we have pink ribbon lapel pins and pink bracelets for $1 and $5 donations, all for the Lineberger Cancer Center. Wow! Isn't it nice to know that your BMW purchase this month will help you raise money for cancer research and cancer patient support? store, why would you want to buy your BMW anywhere else? Purchasing a certified pre-owned BMW this month is easier than ever, with financing as low as 0.9% for up to 72 months, plus two payment credits on select models. Wow! We look forward to seeing you, and I personally guarantee you'll say wow. Certified pre-owned BMWs come with a protection plan for up to 6 years or 100,000 miles.
Must take delivery on or before 9/30/2013. Finance rates on select models with approved credit through BMW FS. Two payment credit on select models.
BMW is the ultimate driving machine. 2013 Center of Excellence and volume leader.
WCHL News Time at 6:12. Chapel Hill Police Chief Chris Blue says there's more that can be done to bring down the property crimes in Chapel Hill.
We're focusing our efforts on property crime and residential break-ins and car break-ins and those kinds of things that, in the absence of very serious violent crime, it's about as serious as it gets when somebody breaks into your home. So we're spending a lot of time working on those cases right now.
Chief Blue says the local increase in property-based crimes, including burglary, larceny, and motor vehicle theft, is following a national trend. News 14 Carolina released a story on Wednesday showing Cary with the lowest crime rate in the United States in 2012. The state's largest town, with more than 140,000 people, had a crime rate of 14.35 per 1,000 people last year. Chapel Hill's crime rate in 2012 was 26.96, with just less than 60,000 people. Of that rate, nearly 1.5 crimes per 1,000 people were considered violent crimes, murder, rape, robbery, or aggravated assault.
We're certainly pleased, and I think, again, there are a lot of factors that go into those low numbers. And I think our challenge and our interest is to keep them trending down, and I hope we'll be successful there in that. We're working very hard to maintain high visible presence in our community.
One way Chief Blue says the department is working to bring the overall number of crimes down is by enforcing traffic violations.
A lot of schools of thought that say that good traffic enforcement drives other crime down. A lot of data that suggests that that theory is accurate. So I do believe that our great efforts around traffic education and enforcement, I think that has a ripple effect in terms of other crimes.
Chief Blue says the most important thing he hopes people understand is that the 911 system is a valuable part of police work, and that without the public's help, the police won't be able to completely keep everyone safe.
No matter how good our police officers are, they'll never know your neighborhood as well as you do. They'll never know your workplace as well as you do. Having a community that's willing to call 911 and trust that we're going to come out and do the right things, that's a goal that I think we will always work towards.
To see a table breaking down the crimes of Chapel Hill and other towns and cities in North Carolina, you can view this story on our website at chapelbro.com. 4 days remain in the early voting period, and there doesn't seem to be any sense of urgency to the polls. The second and final full week of early voting started stronger than the first, with 128 people casting their ballots this past Monday. 140 people placed their votes on Tuesday, sending the total past the 1,000 mark by 47 votes. The Seymour Senior Center is averaging just less than 60 voters per day as the most popular location. Carborough Town Hall comes in second with about half that number. For a list of polling locations and their times, visit our Election Central at chapelboro.com. Hillsborough mayor and candidate for re-election Tom Stevens says growth is inevitable, and he's happy with the processes that are in place to help keep the authentic small-town character of Hillsborough going forward.
We have a strategic plan. We have a good infrastructure in place. We have a sense of the big things that we know that are enduring about Hillsborough. That's our history, that's our arts, it's the diversity, it's the connectivity, it's the sense of identification, it's our neighborhoods.
Mayor Stevens is running without opposition. He says including the town's voice will continue to be one of his top priorities as mayor in the next term.
I really think that is the mayor's job as much as is anybody else. I'm a professional facilitator, and I think probably the thing that I've contributed most already to the town board, to public hearings, to the sense of is including many voices.
WCHL's Rand Northam spoke with Mayor Tom Stevens about his seeking re-election. Now he believes he will continue to best serve you. Tune in the 7 o'clock hour to hear more of that interview. You can hear the whole conversation on our website at chapelboro.com. Between now and Election Day, WCHL will continue previewing each of the candidates one-on-one. WCHL News Time, 6:16. Time now for traffic. Traffic brought to you this morning by Dickie's Barbecue Pits. Always a good place to go if you want to pick up dinner and take it home. You can stop by and take home a Dickie's Family Pack. Select from 8 juicy smoked meats and fresh sides. Dickie's Barbecue Pit between Chapel Hill and Durham off Mount Moriah Road. Dickey's Barbecue Pit. Well, not a lot of problems with traffic so far this morning. Not a lot of traffic, in fact. And that situation will certainly change a little bit later on. When it does, Grant Northam is in charge. He will be keeping an eye on traffic throughout the morning and reporting. You will hear from him about a half hour from now on WCHL. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough weather presented by Crown Honda of South Point. And what a concept it is, the Crown Honda. You can get Dream Service, where your scheduled service and maintenance happen while you sleep. Dream Service from Crown Honda at South Point, located just a minute off I-40 at the 751 exit. Well, it is 57 degrees right now, mostly sunny, or I should say at least partly sunny today. High today in the middle 70s, tonight mostly cloudy with isolated showers after midnight. 20% chance of it, though. It's not so bad. Low tonight in the low 60s. Could be a good night for trick-or-treating and for all the Halloween festivities. Tomorrow, showers likely, and our forecast, 70% chance of rain tomorrow. Aren't we lucky that that's tomorrow instead of today? High today in the low 70s. And then tomorrow night, still 70% chance of rain and cooler temperatures with lows down into the low 50s tomorrow night. Coming up next on WCHL, we'll take a look at WCHL Championship Sports. And we'll also congratulate all the Red Sox fans this morning.
There are many ill-informed people in this world. People laboring under misconceptions like jewelry is a luxury item. I would contend that jewelry is, in fact, a necessity. There has never been a human society, past or present, primitive or advanced, that has not worn jewelry. Prehistoric beads have been found that are 90,000 years old. And some old jewelry is better than new jewelry, which leads me to the point of all this, which is to tell you that Grimble Jewelers is having our Fall Estate Jewelry Show Wednesday, November 6th. For one day only, we will have over $2 million worth of fabulous period and antique pieces from the Victorian, Edwardian, Art Deco, and Retro periods. The fact that many of these pieces were worn by people who traveled by horseback and wrote long letters in cursive adds a special magic, evoking another time and place. Don't miss this opportunity to own a piece of history at Grimble Jewelers Fall Estate Show. Wednesday, November 6th, Grimble Jewelers, corner of Elliott and Franklin. Oh, and did I mention that we're going to have John Wayne's personal wristwatch with fives at every number?
I am Maria McNish from Compass Center for Women and Families. Did you know that October is Domestic Violence Awareness Month? All month, Compass Center for Women and Families will host events and activities for the Orange County community to get educated on issues surrounding domestic violence and to support women, men, and children who are victims of abuse. For more information on how to get involved and a full calendar of events, visit compassctr.org.
Time now for WCHL Championship Sports, brought to you by UNC Healthcare. I'm Ron Stutz. Red Sox fans were celebrating in the streets around Fenway Park after their team won the World Series last night, beating the St. Louis Cardinals 6-1 in Game 6 at Fenway Park. One fan says after the Boston Marathon bombings, we needed this. And certainly, it will be a big lift to the whole city and to Red Sox fans everywhere. Red Sox have now won 3 World Series in a decade, but first one they've won at home in quite some time. Congratulations to all our Boston Red Sox fans out there, and I know several, including Art Chansky, who are still probably celebrating this morning. It was a great victory in the College World, in the World Series. Boston Red Sox now world champions. We're just 2 days out from game day in Raleigh. Tar Heels will be looking to make it 2 wins in a row against the North Carolina State Wolfpack this Saturday. How pumped up is this football team? Well, WCHL's Matt Oakes has the story.
The Tar Heels have been out on the practice fields all week, tirelessly preparing for their in-state rivalry contest against the Wolfpack. Bragging rights are on the line, and tailback TJ Logan says he feels there's added incentive this week, because with this game, it's personal.
I feel like this one's kind of more personal, because it's like in our state, so I mean, this is more personal, so... Because we know a lot, some of these guys know each other, they grew up with them, so, and I hung out with a couple of guys, so, I mean, it's kind of more for bragging rights, kind of, if you want to say.
Logan says head coach Larry Fedora emphasizes the magnitude of the NC State game long before the rivalry week rolls around. And to add fuel to the fire, Logan says Coach Fedora does a little interior decorating to the locker room featuring the color red.
Definitely, well, he emphasizes it a lot, and in our locker rooms, it's a lot of NC State stuff, so we just trying to, I guess they're trying to make us make sure that we know this is the biggest game that's going to happen on Saturday, so.
Quarterback Marquise Williams says he has been working hard to sharpen his passing efficiency to grow the coaching staff's belief in his abilities to run the up-tempo offense.
I just worked hard at what I need to improve at, you know, as passing the football and
accuracy and stuff like that, you know, to make them believe. And that's the main key I've been working on, just being what I need to do and doing my job as the backup and when I have my time to perform and just execute what I need to do.
Williams oozes with confidence when you talk with him. He says he feels no one can stop him in the red zone and that he is excited to score a couple touchdowns at Carter-Finley Stadium this weekend in front of a hostile crowd.
Oh, man, I'm going to be really hyped about it because, I mean, in the red zone, I feel like nobody can stop me in the red zone. And playing at Carter-Finley, I mean, it's something unbelievable. Fans are hostile and they're very excited the game. But so I just hope I can get up in the end zone a couple times against them and field come out and we can get a W at the Carter.
Offensive coordinator Blake Anderson says the Wolfpack defense presents some matchup problems for his offense. He says the size of the NC State front line is threatening.
Obviously, you know, the effort will be phenomenal on Saturday. So, they're big. There's going to be some matchup issues we're going to have to deal with. And we got to utilize some tempo and some change of pace to help us there. But they're big and they're physical up front. I think their fronts are where their strength is at. But even in the back end, safeties and corners are long, they're tall, and rangy. So to be able to get their hands on you, we got to do a good job of battling one-on-one.
You can read this story and follow all the latest on Tar Heel football on our website, chapelboro.com. Matt Oakes, 97.9 FM, WCHO.
Game time on Saturday is 12:30. Our coverage begins at 9 a.m. with countdown to kickoff on WCHO, presented by UNC Healthcare. That will be followed by the Good Sports with Art C. and Bob Lee. We'll join the network for their hour-long pregame show. And we'll have the game for you, of course, at the Tar Heel Sports Network. Work and post-game coverage right here on the Heels on WCHL. So all things Tar Heel, be listening on Saturday. Fetzer Field is set for a Halloween showdown between the number 4 Tar Heels and the surging Duke Blue Devils in Carolina's regular season finale for women's soccer. The 15-3 UNC squad is looking to build off the momentum of its thrilling overtime win at Wake Forest on Sunday, but the team faces in-form Duke at 8-6-4 overall, one of the hottest teams in the league, having won 3 straight matches. Head coach Hanson Dorrance says the ACC is a dogfight right now, with the victory over Wake being vital to his team securing home field in the ACC tournament and hopes of ultimately earning a top seed in the NCAA tournament.
And with that victory over Wake, two wonderful things happened. The first thing that happened was we now get to host the ACC tournament first round. The second thing is we're sort of on that RPI bubble. Whatever elite team wants to be is top 4 in the RPI, because that'll give you an excellent chance to be a top 4 seed or a number 1 seed.
Coach Dorrance says he knows the Tar Heels will have their hands full tonight against Duke. It's a 7 o'clock game, and you can hear it right here at 97.9 FM WCHL. Read all about Carolina's women's soccer team on WCHL's website, chapelboro.com.
The Osgood File, sponsored in part by AJC. This is Charles Osgood. In Boston yesterday, President Obama seemed quite angry about the botched-up launch of the healthcare.gov website.
There's no denying it. Right now, the website is too slow, too many people have gotten stuck, and I am not happy about it.
Earlier on Capitol Hill, Secretary of Health and Human Services Kathleen Sebelius admitted,
I told the president that we were ready to go. Clearly, I was wrong.
As to accountability, she told the committee,
hold me accountable for the debacle. Okay. I'm responsible. I'm accountable to you for fixing these problems, and I'm committed to earning your confidence back by fixing the site.
Mr. Obama wants to be in charge of the fixing it part.
There's no excuse for it, and I take full responsibility for making sure it gets fixed ASAP.
More after this from David Harris of AJC.
How serious is Israel about making peace with the Palestinians? Very serious. One event this week says it all. Israel's releasing 26 convicted Palestinian terrorists. We're talking about people with a lot of blood on their hands, convicted of some of the most horrific crimes imaginable. And this is the second such release in recent months. It's caused a major outcry in Israel, especially from families of the victims. So why then is the Israeli government going forward? For one simple reason. As a gesture of goodwill to the Palestinian Authority, Israel's negotiating partner in the current peace talks. Think about it. How many governments, including our own, would go this far, with all the attendant risks? And let's remember, this release of terrorists doesn't come after a peace deal is signed, but in the hope of getting to one. Israel, the more you know, the more you understand. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter at AJC Global. This is David Harris of AJC.
Paid for by AJC.
Our CBS News colleague Cheryl Atkinson will tell us about another just emerging concern about the healthcare.gov website, security.
Just 4 days before the launch of healthcare.gov, there was a memo that indicated the government knew that there was a, quote, high security risk associated with going forward with the website on October 1st, but the government basically gave itself a waiver and decided to go live on October 1st anyway.
At the congressional hearing, Representative Mike Rogers, Republican of Michigan, confronted Secretary Sebelius with that.
You accepted a risk on behalf of every user of this computer that put their personal financial information at risk because you did not even have the most basic end-to-end test on security of the system. This is completely an unacceptable level of security.
That testing is being done now, said Sebelius.
It is underway right now, but daily and weekly monitoring and testing is underway.
Meanwhile, presumably, those people who are able to enroll are putting their private information into the system. The Osgood File. Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network.
You may already know that AT&T is the nation's fastest 4G LTE network. And now, independent third-party research has confirmed that AT&T is also the most reliable 4G LTE network. But what does that mean for you? Whether you're connecting with family and friends, getting the job done at work, or simply looking for entertainment, you want a wireless network you can count on. That's why AT&T built the nation's fastest 4G LTE network. And we're not the only ones saying it. PC Magazine recently ranked AT&T's LTE network as the fastest overall, and PC World stated that AT&T's LTE service is the fastest 2 years running. Not surprisingly, that same lightning-fast network is now the most reliable as well. AT&T, the nation's fastest and now most reliable 4G LTE network. Rethink possible. AT&T reminds you to never text and drive. It can wait.
Speed claim based on national carrier's average 4G LTE download speeds. Reliability claim based on data transfer completion rates on nationwide 4G LTE networks. 4G LTE not available everywhere.
But Margaret, I thought they celebrated Day of the Dead in Mexico, not Halloween.
Right again, Ron. So at Margaret's Cantina, we celebrate both holidays. We'll pay tribute to Dia de los Muertos during the first week of November. Look for an altar with candles, flowers, skeletons, special food. The idea is to welcome deceased relatives back home for a day. It's a good way to remember and honor loved ones.
Margaret's Cantina, serving lunch weekdays and dinner Monday through Saturday, and now serving Sunday supper 4 to 8 p.m.
Are you looking for new customers? Try our local deals, brought to you by WCHL and the Chapel Hill Carborough Chamber of Commerce. You offer a deal to the community from your business, and folks purchase it. Everybody loves a deal. With our local deal, your company or organization is featured on 97.9 FM WCHL, on the site at ourlocaldeal.com, and through social media. Want to try the best marketing deal in town? Visit ourlocaldeal.com or call us at 919-933-4165.
Good morning. It is 6:30 at WCHL. Time for your Chapel Hill Carborough weather, brought to you by the Carolina Inn, Carolina Crossroads Restaurant and Bar, one of the three Forbes four-star rated restaurants in all of North Carolina. Carolina Crossroads Restaurant, a favorite place for gourmet cuisine. It is 57 degrees right now in Chapel Hill, 56 in Carborough. Partly sunny, high today in the middle 70s. Tonight we're looking at mostly cloudy skies and a chance of a shower or two after midnight. Overnight low in the low 60s. Still just a 25% chance, or 20% chance of rain. Tomorrow, showers likely to the tune of 70%. So a little different story tomorrow. Our high temperature tomorrow in the low 70s. Tomorrow night, still 70% chance of rain with a low around 52. And looking at for your weekend, it's going to be pretty nice. Mostly sunny on Saturday, for example. Slight chance of showers in the morning and high in the upper 60s. Low Saturday night, about 40, and the high on Sunday in the upper 50s. So nice weekend on the way.
This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station, and streaming live at chapelborough.com. There's an app for that.
CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett. The last out, a strikeout, and then...
Bedlam at Fenway Park as the Red Sox clinch the World Series at Fenway for the first time in 95 years.
Dave O'Brien on Red Sox Radio wrapping up a 6-1 win over St. Louis. Boston takes the World Series in six games. On Fox, Dustin Pedroia said the Red Sox remembered marathon victims and survivors all season long.
The stuff that happened in this city, we wanted to do something special and make everybody happy and proud of their team in the toughest of times. And hopefully we did that.
This Boston fan says they sure did.
Ever since the day after the bombing, they've been part of it. They put the stripes on their jerseys honoring the victims, and they've really been a part and connected to the tragedy in a really special way.
This Cardinals fan took in the moment.
It was a great World Series. My first time in Fenway, amazing time. I mean, the fans were great.
We thought we were going to win, but obviously we didn't, but it's all good.
CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett.
WCHL News, Talk and Tar Heels at 97.9 FM, WCHL.
632, 57 degrees in Chapel Hill. I'm Ron Stutz. Chapel Hill police are looking for a man believed to have asked a young girl to get into his car. The incident happened on Nottingham Drive. That's in the Oaks area of Chapel Hill. Police received a report shortly after 5 p.m. on Tuesday of a male subject who drove up beside a 12-year-old child riding her bicycle. He then asked her to get into his car. The child rode away from the suspect, and the suspect also drove away. The man was described as an Hispanic male between 28 and 32 years of age, short hair and a beard. The child reported that he was of medium build and that he was wearing a gray or a white T-shirt. Or a white shirt, rather. The vehicle was described as an older red car. If anyone sees a vehicle or driver matching this description, please call 911. Well, tonight, it's Halloween. Franklin Street is well known in the Triangle and all over North Carolina, really, as a Halloween hotspot. But Chapel Hill is trying very much to downsize the party more and more each year. WCHL's Kristen Ruffin has the story.
The most worn costume on Franklin Street Thursday night may be a police uniform. But these officers won't be playing pretend.
We are bringing in several hundred officers from departments all over the Triangle area.
Chapel Hill Police Public Information Officer Sergeant Brian Walker says they're prepared for one of Chapel Hill's biggest parties of the year. But they're doing what they can to limit the guest list.
We've tried to reduce the size of the crowd, and we've been fairly successful in doing that over the last few years and make it more of a local celebration. As much fun as it is to come to Franklin Street and see all the festivities, if you're coming from out of town, you're going to have a hard time getting here.
Shuttles to Franklin from outlying areas will be limited for crowd control. Sergeant Walker says each Halloween is planned around lessons learned in years past, and he asks that pre-Franklin partying be kept under control.
We would encourage everyone that is going to be drinking before they come to Franklin Street for Halloween to drink responsibly.
Drink responsibly. Stay with your friends.
Don't get separated and trust that companions will make it home on their own.
And please leave your exotic animals at home.
We have had a problem in years past with someone bringing a snake to an event like this, and when you're in that crowd and you're shoulder to shoulder trying to push through someone and you've got a snake hung around your neck, it tends to make people nervous.
But not just snakes. Thursday night is a no pets allowed event.
You can't bring animals in, even if it's a part of your costume.
Some other things Sergeant Walker says you should leave out of your bag of tricks and treats are weapons, fireworks, flammable substances, or anything that may be considered a threat to safety. But aside from all these rules put in place to protect you, Sergeant Walker says the Chapel Hill Police Department wants you to have a good time.
We're looking forward to this being another successful and safe Halloween in Chapel Hill.
Franklin Street will close to traffic and open its door for the annual costume party at 9 p.m. Roads reopen 2.5 hours later at 11:30. Kristen Ruffin, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Only 4 days remain in the early voting period, and there doesn't seem to be a lot of urgency for most folks to get to the polls early. The second and final full week of early voting started stronger than the first, with 128 people casting their ballots on Monday. 140 people placed their votes Tuesday. That sent the total past the 1,000 mark by 47 votes. The Seymour Senior Center is averaging just less than 60 voters per day as the most popular location by far. Carrboro Town Hall comes in second with about half that number. For a list of polling locations and their times, you can visit our Election Central at chapelboro.com. Hillsborough Mayor and candidate for re-election Tom Stevens says growth is inevitable. He's happy with processes that are in place now to help keep the authentic small-town character of Hillsborough going forward.
We have a strategic plan. We have a good infrastructure in place. We have a sense of the big things that we know that are enduring about Hillsborough. That's our history, that's our arts, that's the diversity, it's the connectivity, it's the sense of identification, it's our neighborhoods.
Mayor Tom Stevens is running unopposed for mayor of Hillsborough. You can hear the whole conversation on our website at chapelboro.com. You can hear more of it coming up next hour on WCHL. Between now and Election Day, WCHL will continue to preview all of the candidates on a one-on-one basis. Former chief of the South Orange Rescue Squad, Ray DeFries, died Monday of cancer at the age of 60. Chief of the Chapel Hill Fire Department, Dan Jones, said that DeFries will be remembered for his dedication and more than 40 years of service to our community. WCHL's Rachel Nash has more.
Murray's going to be very, very missed by a lot of us for a long time. He's just that kind of person you don't ever forget.
That's Chief Jones. A native of Rochester, New York, DeFries moved to Chapel Hill in 1960. After graduating from Chapel Hill High School in 1971, DeFries became one of the founding members of the South Orange Rescue Squad located in Carrboro. He served as chief from 1984 until 2004 and remained with the squad until earlier this year, even while battling cancer.
I don't think there was a special event in this community, Chapel Hill or Carrboro, in the last 30 years, whether it was a 4th of July or a Final Four celebration or a football game, a UNC basketball game, a Halloween, that Ray wasn't there as part of the EMS coverage.
Current chief of the South Orange Rescue Squad, Matthew Mosey, said DeFries enjoyed working with UNC students during their EMT training.
The number of members that have come through the doors of South Orange Rescue Squad, either as community members or as students that have gone on later to be doctors, nurses, PAs, I would guess, but I couldn't even be close to begin to tell you the number of lives that he affected.
Jones said that DeFries was known for his swift response time in emergency situations.
He could get to any part of that stadium faster than the young crews that were assigned in that section of the stadium could get there. And it was always a marvel to us. We couldn't figure out how he did that or how he knew where to get in that stadium faster than anybody else, but he could.
When Jones moved to the area in 1990, he said DeFries served as his mentor. Known for his warm and welcoming personality, DeFries was often spotted wearing suspenders, even under his uniform.
And the other thing was he would say, all right. And he had a way of saying all right that didn't matter what we were dealing with or what the situation was or if it was a big winter storm, he'd go, all right.
One of DeFries' favorite things to do was cooking for his friends and family. Jones said that during his later years of service, DeFries would often grill for all responders on duty. DeFries is survived by his wife of 29 years, Pamela, his daughter Natalie, and his son Jonathan Ray. Rachel Nash, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
WCHL News Time is 6:39. Congratulations to all the Boston Red Sox fans waking up this morning. Red Sox are world champions, winning in Game 6 of the World Series last night in Fenway Park, beating the Cardinals 6-1. And the Red Sox have now won 3 World Series in the last decade, but this is the first one they've wrapped up at Fenway Park in 95 years. Quite an exciting time for Boston, and certainly with all that Boston went through with the bombings, it's certainly something that that city needed. Hopefully that will lift some folks' spirits. It's 6:40 at WCHL. Coming up next, Raleigh Mann has today's commentary on WCHL. He says, wouldn't it be nice if all religions were included? He will explain in just a couple of minutes.
Are you a local business owner? Are you aware of the upcoming health care reform changes? Did you know that working with a private exchange can save between 30 and 50% on your current health care costs? This is David Leader with Legacy Investments and Insurance Solutions. Whether you are a business owner or individual, let us give you a free analysis of your investment strategy or health care plan. We don't offer canned advice. We specialize in tailored solutions from Affordable Care Act compliant health plans to customized investment strategies. Call today for a free consultation. 919-960-1547.
Are you the type who simply can't resist a classic?
He's looking at you, kid. Go ahead. Make my day.
If you can't resist a classic, then Breadman's Restaurant is the perfect place for you. You'll love the banana pudding.
Hello, gorgeous.
And you can get a full breakfast anytime.
Inconceivable!
Open for breakfast, lunch, and dinner daily.
Breadman's Restaurant, since 1974. A Chapel Hill classic.
And God is my witness. I'll never be hungry again.
Good morning. It is 57 degrees, 641 at WCHL.
WCHL presents the commentators.
This is Raleigh Mann. A few weeks ago, my bride Betsy was operated on at North Carolina Women's Hospital in Chapel Hill. After surgery, she was moved to a room that looked as if it belonged in a fine hotel, even to the book in the bedside nightstand. This wasn't a complete Bible, but a copy of the New Testament and Psalms, and that got us to thinking. No doubt a Christian could find comfort reading from this familiar book, but suppose the patient using this room was not a Christian. There was no Quran, no Torah or Old Testament, no Book of Mormon, nothing about Scientology, no teachings of Buddha, no science and health, just a New Testament and Psalms. According to the New York Times, the Gideons, who've placed Bibles in hotel rooms for many years, have lots of company. Other faith organizations have gotten into that act, and the diversity of religious material in hotels is growing. Several thousand hotels in the United States carry copies of the teaching of Buddha. Christian Science materials found in some California hotels. If you stayed in a Marriott hotel, you know that you're going to find a Book of Mormon in your room. The chain's founder was Mormon. Muslims do not try to put the Quran in hotel rooms because guests might take it to the bathroom or some other improper place, according to a prominent imam in New York. Most Muslims memorize at least the Quran's opening chapter, which must be recited during each of the five prescribed daily prayers. Hospital rooms and hotel rooms are different in important ways, of course, but in both of them, their occupants change almost daily, and they bring with them different faith traditions and beliefs, particularly in such a community as ours. Wouldn't it be great if every patient could open that nightstand and find reading material that supports his or her particular beliefs? That surely would help the healing process. This is Raleigh Mann.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues, on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
This is Larry Fedora, and you're listening to the WCHL Morning News on 97.9 FM, Chapel Hill Carboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel Station. Now, here's Ron Stutz.
Thank you, Coach. Only a couple of days away from North Carolina and North Carolina State.
Inside Carolina Football with Larry Fedora. Brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents and the NCAIA.
Carolina travels to NC State this weekend for the 103rd renewal of the rivalry between the Tar Heels and the Wolfpack. Carolina won last year's meeting in dramatic fashion with Gio Bernard returning a punt 74 yards for a game-winning touchdown with just 13 seconds left. And that type of explosiveness from Bernard is something Carolina has missed this season.
He was a big play guy. I mean, he could make big plays anytime. Anytime he touched the ball, he could take it the distance. And we just haven't had anybody, you know, show that this year. You know, we haven't had anybody get that spark or get that going. And it's not just because of that one person. Overall, we did a better job of blocking downfield, getting on the perimeter, you know, all those things. And we're still working on trying to get better in those areas.
We all know you can't predict Mother Nature, and circumstances can change quickly, which is why your Trusted Choice agent wants you to consider purchasing flood insurance now before you need it. Without flood insurance, you have no protection if your home or business sustains damage. There's a 30-day waiting period for new flood policies, so don't wait. Get flood insurance today before you need it.
Brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents and the NCAIA. To learn more about protecting your home or business, visit TrustedChoice.com.
We all need people who will be there for us in life, especially when things get tough. People who say, we're with you no matter what. At Wells Fargo, we're with you now, at a time when you might have more financial questions than answers, and when it's time to rethink just about everything you do. So whether it's trying to figure out if it's a good time to buy a house, if you need to create a budget, or if you just need to get a handle on your expenses, Wells Fargo is with you. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC, equal housing lender.
The Bernard punt return has entrenched itself as one of the most memorable Carolina football plays in recent memory. Has Fedora ever heard more about a single play in his coaching career?
Probably not. I mean, I would say that that one, you know, was probably the biggest one play that I can remember. I mean, you know, so yeah, that was pretty neat.
Inside Carolina Football with Larry Fedora has been brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents and the NCAIA.
Inside Carolina Football, heard every morning at this time on WCHL. We're all excited about North Carolina and North Carolina State coming up on Saturday. It's a 12:30 game at Carter-Finley Stadium, and WCHL will begin its coverage bright and early at 9 o'clock in the morning on Saturday, so you don't want to miss a beat. We'll have every play for you, and we'll get you ready for the game. Beginning with our pregame coverage at 9, countdown to kickoff presented by UNC Healthcare. That's followed by Art Chansky and Bob Lee on The Good Sports. And then complete coverage all day long Coming up on WCHL, we'll take a quick look at your traffic and weather together. We have celebrity birthdays on the way. We have Freddie Kiger's trivia quiz. And today's WCHL hometown hero, all coming up.
October is National Cancer Awareness Month, and Performance BMW is proud to support Chapel Hill's UNC Lineberger Comprehensive Cancer Center all month long. I'm Gerald Ramoyne, General Manager of Performance BMW. For every car we sell this month, we will donate $10 per car we sell. Plus, we have pink ribbon lapel pins and pink bracelets for $1 and $5 donations. All for the Lineberger Cancer Center. Wow! Lease a 2014 BMW 320i for $319 per month. BMW is also offering $500 loyalty cash, so if you bought from Performance BMW before, ask us how the loyalty program can benefit you.
Remember, with BMW's legendary ultimate service, you pay nothing for 4 years or 50,000 miles.
Stock number B4150. 36-month lease with 10,000 miles per year. $44.19 total down includes $500 loyalty cash, $549 admin fees extra. Payment plus tax based on MRSP of $360.75 and selling price of $34,500. Financing with approved credit through BMFS on select models. Take delivery before 10/31/2013. Loyalty contingent on BMW program compliance.
BMW is the ultimate driving machine. 2013 Center of Excellence and volume leader.
Orthopedic injuries can make even the smallest movements difficult. That's why UNC Orthopedics has made it even easier to get the care you need. Many of our services are located in a convenient facility on Highway 54 in Chapel Hill. The same exceptional care is available in sports medicine, total joints, bone health, orthopedic prompt care, and our fragility fracture program. For information, visit uncortho.org.
It is time now for Traffic and Weather Together, and our traffic report is brought to you this morning by Grimble Jewelers. Berkeley Grimble, I want you to come by and see him today at Grimble Jewelers. They're all the ways there for you. Chapel Hill's premier full-service jeweler in the Village Plaza, right next to Whole Foods. It is Halloween Day, ladies and gentlemen, and I just want you to know that Rand Northam is wearing a great mask. I barely recognized him when I came in this morning. And
Ron, this isn't my mask.
It's not?
No, it's my real face.
Ooh. Okay.
Awkward.
But you are wearing a black shirt this morning.
I am.
And
that's
somehow fitting.
Yeah. That ties in as well as being the last day of October.
Pink
and
shirt.
That pink tie.
Yeah. I mean pink tie.
Yeah. Breast Cancer Awareness Month, of course, and we spoke with Jennifer Bowman at the UNC Lineberger Comprehensive Cancer Center a couple days ago, saying how they want to make pink cancer, not breast cancer,
not
but
just
cancer
breast cancer,
but awareness. And so I'm going to try and bring out this pink tie all year long and continue wearing it. So
I think that's a great idea.
Yeah.
I like Jennifer. That's a great idea because there's so many different colors representing different types of cancer.
Exactly.
And it's all part of one big concern for all of us.
Right.
So
they're all just as important to be aware of and to be supportive of those who are affected by it and to try to help them out in any way we can.
I think you're on to something there.
Yeah.
Well, what's happening with traffic this morning?
Traffic
on this Halloween day.
Yeah, traffic not so scary yet. I-40, 15501, NC-54, and the Durham Freeway not reporting any accidents or delays. Watch out for the ghosts and ghouls and vampires and Ron. You got to watch out for him, too.
Sorry. Get scared.
Things are moving smoothly this morning, though. If you see anything as you travel throughout the rest of the day, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. Give us a call at 919-967-8363 or tweet us at WCHL. As always, we ask you to do it safely. And don't be frightened out there today.
Yeah, it's kind of frightening being around here every day, to be honest with you. So.
Well, last year, I got to say real quick, last year you walked in with your mask, your Halloween mask, and it scared the heebie-jeebies out of me.
Well, it kind of bothered you a little bit this morning.
It was more of a surprise than anything else. And, yes, so this year it was I did not jump, at least, but I was startled slightly by it. So bravo. And
well, we barely knew each other last year.
That's true.
So you didn't really know what to expect from me. This year you're more prepared.
That's right.
Well, listen, we'll talk to you in about a half an hour.
Anything goes.
Happy Halloween, Rand. And time now to turn to your Chapel Hill Carborough weather forecast. And it's brought to you by Glass Half Full in Carborough, the friendly, optimistic restaurant, wine bar, and wine shop. right in the heart of downtown Carborough. Good food, fine wine, lots of fun, too. Online at glasshalffullcarborough.com. Popular place. All right, 57 degrees, partly sunny today. High today in the middle 70s. Tonight mostly cloudy with the chance of an isolated shower, only about a 20% chance. Low tonight in the low 60s. Tomorrow we're looking at showers likely. 70% chance of rain all day. And tomorrow night, too. High tomorrow, about 72 degrees. So rain is coming, but probably not today or tonight. Time now for celebrity birthdays on WCHL. Actress Lee Grant is 88 years old today. Former astronaut Michael Collins turns 83. Former CBS anchorman Dan Rather is 82 years old today. What's the frequency, Kenneth? Folk singer Tom Paxton is 76. Actor Ron Rifkin, 75. Actress Sally Kirkland turned 72 today. Actor David Ogden Steers, 71. He was on MASH on TV. Actor Brian Doyle Murray, 68 years old today. Olympic gold medal long-distance runner Frank Shorter turned 66 today. Actress Deirdre Hall is 65. Talk show host Jane Pauley turned 63 today. Movie director Peter Jackson, 52. Dermot Mulroney is 50 years old today, the actor. Well, let's see here. Rob Snyder, the actor, is 49. He's a guy who starred in, Rob Snyder. Yeah, he's the funny guy. He's always in all the Adam Sandler movies. Let's see. Actor, comedian Michael Malley is 48 years old today. Songwriter Adam Schlesinger is 46. Vanilla Ice. Vanilla Ice turns 45 today. Ice, ice, baby. Word to your mama. Reality TV host, word to your mother, I guess it is. TV host Troy Hartman, 42. Piper Perabo, 37 years old today. The actress, actor Scott Clifton turns 29. And actress singer Willow Smith, that's Will Smith's daughter, 13 years old today. Believe it or not. And hey, listen, we got such a big birthday coming up tomorrow that I wanted to give you a day's advance notice. Barry Jacobs, erstwhile Orange County Commissioner, sports writer, expert on nearly everything. Barry Jacobs has a birthday tomorrow. So everybody's going to be celebrating that. Barry, happy birthday. You're going to get a $10 gift certificate from the UPS stores, Fordham Boulevard and Minamont. They always love taking care of their customers, and they will take care of you, too. Barry Jacobs, having a birthday tomorrow. Happy birthday from all of us at WCHL.
Happy Halloween!
All Saints Day.
Freddie Kiger, what a great mask.
Yep, unfortunately, I'm not wearing one. That's why it's even more.
That's because your face is already doing that mask thing.
Yeah.
Mine too.
Yeah. Yeah, another one of those looking in the mirror like, yeah, this is what I'm dealing with.
It's scary every single day, isn't it?
Yeah. Hey.
Not only on Halloween, but every day of the year.
We're pressing forward, though, however.
Yes, let's do it.
Hope everybody has a great time tonight. Please.
Tone Loc would say, let's do it.
Yeah. Or what would Marvin Gaye say?
Let's get it on.
Yep, okay.
I don't know.
And the Beach Boys would say, let's do it again.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Yeah, or Steely Dan.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, hope everybody has fun tonight.
We could go on with that forever.
I know, we could. Have fun tonight. Please be responsible. Please be careful. Please do things that you don't regret. Make other people lament Halloween in town.
Oh, yeah, really.
Please.
Don't do anything
destructive. Just have fun. Have fun.
Don't hurt anybody.
Yeah.
You know, just have fun with it.
Yeah.
And this is kind of a crazy night in Chapel Hill, that's for sure.
Well, you know, the town's done a pretty good job of making it more, I guess, supervised and putting parameters that makes it a little more sane.
Yeah.
But, you know, we're still within. You can have a great time. Have fun.
Yeah, exactly.
So we're going to do, obviously, a Halloween-like question. You ready?
Okay.
Here we go, folks.
I'm ready.
If Bela Lugosi was Dracula,
I want to suck your blood.
Yes, blood. Boris Karloff was Frankenstein.
Right.
And Lon Chaney Jr. was the original Phantom of the Opera. Who was the Wolfman in the 1941 movie? It's a little bit of a tricky question.
Who was the Wolfman?
If Bela Lugosi,
Clap for the Wolfman,
was Dracula, Boris Karloff, Frankenstein, and Lon Chaney Jr. was the original Phantom of the Opera, who was the Wolfman in the 1941 movie?
And it was not Wolfman Jack.
No. No.
All right.
Give us a call at 919-929-WCHL. And if you don't get the question right, Ron and I get to trick-or-treat at your house.
That's exactly right. We'll show up tonight at midnight.
Yeah, don't give us floss or something.
All right. Hey, that's a good question.
Thanks.
This is Gerald Ramoyne, General Manager, Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights a great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
Elaine O'Neill is the Chapel Hill artist. Right now, she's using her talents to help raise money for UNC Lineberger and the North Carolina Cancer Center.
A lot of people have been helping Lineberger raise money. How have you been collaborating with this wonderful local organization?
Well, for the past 4 years, I've created a special calendar featuring North Carolina scenes where proceeds from the sales go to the North Carolina Cancer Hospital in Lineberger.
Mm-hmm. You help out so many great local causes. I mean, you're doing this kind of stuff all the time.
Well, I love this community and this town and feel really blessed to be a part of it.
Because she's always community-minded, Elaine O'Neill is today's WCHL Hometown Hero.
Elaine, where can people get this calendar?
Well, it's on my website, elaineoneill.com. Lineberger has them for sale. They're available around town in various locations. Thimble Pleasures, Flyleaf Books, Johnny T-Shirt, Frank, Lynn's Hallmark, Southern Season, the North Carolina Crafts Gallery.
You have just a unique type of art. It is textile collages. How do you go about creating these things? It's fantastic.
Well, thank you. I start with a picture or go to that place in person, create a rough sketch, and then I have a huge selection of fabrics that I kind of pull together to create a palette of colors that is pleasing. Mm-hmm. And then working by the sketch, I just start cutting. And it's a layering process. They're quirky and colorful, and, you know, I create them really to make people happy and smile. And
it is really cool to hook up with Lineberger and the North Carolina Cancer Center to help them raise money, while at the same time, you're taking advantage of your talents in order to help them raise money, and that's terrific.
Thank you.
You have a lot of special events coming up, a calendar kickoff party very soon. When is that?
That's this weekend. It's the Orange County Artists Guild Open Studio Tour, so I'm having an open studio and open house full of original artwork, and the calendars will be on display, the originals, the sketches, and lots of other artwork from Goodnight Carolina, just cards and prints and that kind of thing. So that's the kickoff for the calendar season. And then we're having a calendar signing event at the North Carolina Cancer Hospital on November 13th. Another fun event on November 15th called the Hip Happy Holiday Show with four other local artists. And then for the month of December, all the calendar originals will be hanging at Crook's Corner.
Elaine O'Neill, today's WCHL Hometown Hero.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand. We promise.
The answer to Freddie's trivia question this morning, you wanted to know who played the Wolfman in the original motion picture. The answer is Lon Chaney. And Debbie LeMay called in this morning. She's wearing a happy Halloween T-shirt this morning. Congratulations, Debbie. Thank you very much for listening to WCHL. Thanks for being with us on this Halloween.
Happy Halloween. 97.9 FM and 1360 AM. WCHL. Chapel Hill Carborough's News, Talk, and Tar Heel Station.
Chapel Hill Economic Development. Open for business.